إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُوَ يُدَعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayah from Surah Saf, and who is more wrong than the one who invents a lie on Allah while he is being called to al-Islam? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah would complete His light even though the disbelievers detest it, even though the disbelievers hate it. He is the one who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, that it may prevail over all other religions even though the disbelievers detest it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses in other ayah in His book this issue of the deen of al-Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the deen with Allah, the religion or the way of life with Allah, is al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day the disbelievers have given up all hope and despair from turning you back, and despair from turning you back from your religion. So don't fear them, but fear me. This day I have completed for you your deen and perfected my favor to you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires other than al-Islam, whoever desires a religion other than al-Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he'll be from amongst the losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah ta'ala, he says, and whoever Allah wants to guide, then he opens his heart up to al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and the one who Allah has opened his heart up to al-Islam, then he is on light or nur from his Lord. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith of al-Bukhari and hadith of Imam Muslim, إن الله زوى لي الأرض فرأيت مشارقها ومغاربها وإن أمتي سيبلغ ملكها ما زوي لي منها. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed Allah showed me the corners of the earth, and I saw the east of it and the west of it, and indeed my ummah, the Muslims, their kingdom will reach that which has been shown to me of the earth. And this is authentically collected by Imam Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, لا يبقى على ظهر العرض بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخله الله كلمة الإسلام بعز عزيز وذل ذليل إما يعزهم الله فيجعلهم من أهلها أو يذلهم فيدينون لها أو يذلهم فيدينون لها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this has been authentically collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, where the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there won't remain a house on the face of the earth, not in the cities nor the villages, except that the statement of al-Islam, the word of al-Islam, will be entered into that home by the might of the mighty or by the humiliation of the humiliated. Either Allah will give them might by making them from the people of al-Islam, or He will humiliate them by making them under the rule of al-Islam. And in the other narration of Imam Ahmad, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يبلغن هذا الأمر ما بلغ الليل والنهار ولا يترك الله بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخله هذا الدين بعز عزيز وذل ذليل عزا يعزهم الله به الإسلام أو ظلا يذلهم الله به الكفر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, in this authentic narration of Imam Ahmad, he says that I swear by Allah that this affair of ours, meaning this deen of al-Islam, it will reach that which the daytime and the nighttime has reached, meaning all of this earth. And Allah would not leave a house, not in the cities nor in the countryside, except that this deen will enter into it by the might of the mighty or the humiliation of the humiliated. The might that Allah gives to the people of al-Islam, or by the humiliation that Allah humiliates the people with by kufr. These ayat and hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had quoted them to you last week, but I wanted to remind you of them because some of you disbelieve in the prophecy that these ayat and hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. So I want to remind you of them, as Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because the reminder benefits the believers. Iman is just not a belief in your heart or a statement on your tongues. That you believe in your heart and you say on your tongues that the prophecy is that Islam will spread, or that the future is for al-Islam. It must be shown on your body parts also, as some of the people disbelieve with their body parts in the spread of this deen of al-Islam as prophesied by Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You disbelieve in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam because you don't give da'wah to this deen of al-Islam. How is Allah's deen going to spread when you don't give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, as he says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, this is my path. I am calling to Allah with basira, with knowledge, proof and evidences. Me and those who are with me, and subhanallah, I am not from amongst the mushrikeen. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, عُدُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. And call to the path of your Lord with hikmah, with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and beautiful exhortations, and argue and debate with them in the finest manner. If you're not calling to this deen of al-Islam, how are you believing in the prophecy of the spread of this deen of al-Islam? How are you believing that the future for al-Islam if you don't call to this deen? Some of you on the workforce, your co-workers or your boss, they don't even know that you're Muslim, because you haven't called them to this deen of al-Islam. And even if you've talked about al-Islam on the job force, you haven't told the people to accept Islam. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said to one of the people in this authentic hadith by Abu Ya'la and others, أَسْلِمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ كَارِهًا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, I command you to accept Islam even if you don't want to. This is the da'wah of this deen of al-Islam that we've been commanded to call the people. And if we haven't called to this deen of al-Islam, how do we think that the prophecy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger will be true and that Islam will spread? How do we believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam if we're afraid to have children? If we're afraid to have children, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمَ الْأُمَمِ. In this authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I command you or advise you to marry the fruitful and the loving women so that I can have or we can have the biggest nation of the nations. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith, it's a commandment or recommendation to the believers to have children. Why are you afraid of having children? Do you want to live the normal American lifestyle of having 2.3 children? Are you afraid of poverty for yourselves and for your children when Allah Ta'ala, He says, نحن نرزقهم وإياكم. وفي آية أخرى قال الله تعالى نحن نرزقكم وإياهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, we provide for them and we provide for you. And in the other ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, we provide for you and we provide for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says it one way in one ayat and another way in the other ayat. As some of the ulama, they say that the people don't have children for fear of poverty for two reasons. The first reason is that they fear that their children will be poor. They think that I don't have enough money now, and if I had children, then my children will be poor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, we provide for them, for your children, and for you. Meaning if you're afraid of poverty for them, then we provide for them as we provide for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other ayah, we provide for you and we provide for them. As some of the people are afraid that when they have children, then there will be too many mouths eating at the plate, so that they won't be able to be as wealthy or as comfortable as they used to be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we provide for you and we provide for them. How can you believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam if you don't want to have children so that the of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can grow and be big? How can you believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam if you're not supportive of the masjids, of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah Ta'ala, He says, fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'. In houses that Allah has commanded that should be built and maintained. The houses of Allah, the masjids, they must be built and maintained by the believers. Your time, your skill, and your money must be supportive of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't keep the houses of Allah ta'ala alive and populated with the believers because you don't come and establish the five salat or the jumu'ah on the houses of Allah ta'ala, then how can you really say you believe in the prophecy of the spread of this deen of al-Islam? How can you say that you believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam and you're not supportive of the Muslim schools? And because of this, some of the Muslim schools have closed down because of the lack of support of the Muslims for the Muslim schools? How can you believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam? How can you think that the future is for al-Islam? How do you think that our children will be the future of this deen of al-Islam? And you have yet to support the Muslim schools with your money and with your time and with your skills and with your sacrificing for the spread of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. These are some questions we need to ask ourselves. Do we really believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam? And if we really believe in it, then what are we doing to make this prophecy a reality? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Ask yourself this question. Do I really believe in the prophecy of the spread of al-Islam and that al-Islam is for the future? Or do you have the question in your mind, as some of the Muslims might have, how is the prophecy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be true when we are unfaithful to that which we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His prophecy is true. And the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are true. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And who is more truthful in his speech than Allah. Or as Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more truthful in his speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's speech is true. And the prophecy for the spread of al-Islam is true. And the future for al-Islam is true. Whether you get down with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen or not. Whether you believe in this prophecy with your actions or not, it's the truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدْعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلُ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, are you the ones being called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? And from amongst you are those who are stingy and greedy and selfish. And whoever is stingy and greedy and selfish, then he's stingy, greedy and selfish against his own soul. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is the wealthy and independent of all. And you are the fuqara. You are the poor. And if you turn away, meaning if you turn away from this call of Allah Ta'ala to give your wealth for His cause, then He will replace you with another people, and then those people will not be like you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophecy was real. Either it will be real because you answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with people who won't be like you in their belief, but they will be more truer to their responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be more truer in their faith in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if He wills, He will replace you, O humanity, and then He will bring other people, and that Allah has the ability or the power to do that. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفْ مِنْ بَعْدِكُمْ مَا يَشَاءُ كَمَا أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and your Lord is al-ghani, meaning Allah is wealthy and independent and in need of no one, and He is full of mercy. And if He likes, He will replace you, and He will bring other people in your place, just as He has brought you into existence from the descendants of another people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the same point in other ayat, as Allah ta'ala says, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ.
Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if He likes, He will remove you. And He will bring another creation, and that is not too difficult for Allah. You better ask yourselves. You better take a look at your al-Islam. And you better find out, are you believing truly in the prophecy of the spread of this deen of al-Islam? Are you believing that the future is for al-Islam? And if you're believing in it, make sure that your belief is not only in your hearts and on your tongues, but make sure that your belief is in your actions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophecy is real. And the deen of al-Islam will spread. And the future is for al-Islam. But is the future for us or not? Is the question we must ask ourselves. Because we have examples that have come before us. I know, brothers and sisters in Islam, you know these examples that have come before us. Many of you have had Muslim children. And some of them have said to you when they got older, Abi, oh my father, I am a Catholic. Some of your children have told you that they disbelieve in this deen of al-Islam in statement and in actions. And for those who haven't said it in their statement, they've said it in their actions. Because they don't fast the month of Ramadan. And they don't establish the salah. And even if they wanted to fast, they don't know how to fast. Because you haven't taught them anything from al-Islam. If they wanted to make salah, then they don't know how to make salah. Because you haven't brought them to the masjid to teach them this deen of al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He replaced them. He replaced them with other Muslims. As we know, their people are accepting Islam every day. And they will replace you if you don't live up to your responsibility to help fulfill this prophecy of the spread of this deen of al-Islam. And to make al-Islam for the future, you see that we're losing our children. You see that you're failing in your responsibility. Fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He might bring a new people who will replace them, and this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anyone from amongst us that's happy to have his children being raised as a kafir? Is there anyone from amongst us who will be happy for his child to tell him after he's raised him, provided for him and fed him and clothed him, that, oh Abi or oh Ummi, I'm a kafir. I disbelieve in this deen of al-Islam. And don't think that the children haven't left Islam. There are too many examples. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid us of any more examples after the examples that we have already witnessed. We have a responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. And that is to help fulfill this prophecy of the spread of al-Islam. And to make the future for al-Islam. And from amongst the ways to do this is to make sure we take good care of our children. And from amongst the ways to take good care of our children is to upkeep the Muslim schools. And from amongst the Muslim schools is madrasa to Ahl Sunnah. The madrasa or the Muslim school that is affiliated here with the Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah and the Islamic Center of America. Support madrasa to Ahl Sunnah with your time and your skills and your wealth. And don't be like some of the people who are not even aware that madrasa to Ahl Sunnah is right over there. On the other side of these walls is madrasa to Ahl Sunnah. And these children, they walk out of their classrooms right on to Masjid Ahl Sunnah in order to participate in the salat and the khutbah of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Many of you are not supportive. Do you want madrasa to Ahl Sunnah to close its doors just like some of the other schools have closed their doors? Then don't fulfill this prophecy of the spread of al-Islam. Deny the future being for Islam with your actions. And don't be supportive, and madrasa to Ahl Sunnah will be history, just like some of the other schools have been history. And it will be history for your children, just like it's been history for some of the other children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our children from kufr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our children from kufr. Oh Allah, we ask You to save our children from kufr. Oh Allah, we ask You to strengthen us in iman. Oh Allah, increase us in iman. Oh Allah, make our iman in our hearts. Oh Allah, make our iman on our tongues. Oh Allah, make our iman in our body parts. Oh Allah, help us to express our iman by living up to the fulfillment of the prophecy to spread al-Islam. Oh Allah, help us to be from amongst those who make the future for al-Islam. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who have many children. Oh Allah, increase us in children to make the ummah of Muhammad the biggest ummah of all of the ummahs. Oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, bless us to be those who maintain and upkeep the masjids. Oh Allah, bless us to be amongst those who populate the masjids, as this is a part of the fulfillment of the prophecy of the spread of Al-Islam and making Islam for the future. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who take good care of the Muslim schools. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who are supportive of Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah. Oh Allah, make Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah successful. Oh Allah, keep the doors of Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah open. Oh Allah, don't let Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah be a historical story like some of the schools who had opened up 1 year and closed the other year. Oh Allah, keep Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah alive. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who support Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah, not only with our hearts and our tongues, but oh Allah, make us supportive of Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah with our wealth, with that which you have blessed us with, as you have given us everything that we have asked for, and we couldn't ask for any more except for you to increase us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and we have given you everything that you have asked for. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah upon yourselves, then you could not count them. Indeed, the human being is a wrongdoer and ungrateful. Oh Allah, don't make us from amongst the wrongdoers. Oh Allah, don't make us from amongst the ungrateful. Oh Allah, we have believed in you and we relied on you and we asked you and you have given us. And we are asking you to help us keep the doors open of Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah and to save our children from kufr and the evils of this kafir society. And we ask you to increase us and to answer our dua. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.